And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 10th of May, 2010. It's the 100th birthday of Bell Kaufman, the novelist. Born in Berlin, 1911, she was the granddaughter of Sholem Aleichem, the Yiddish writer whose short stories were the basis of Fiddler on the Roof. Her parents were Russian. She spent her childhood in Russia, emigrated to New York City at the age of 12, went to Hunter College, graduated, became a teacher. She taught in the public schools in New York for about 20 years. And from that experience, she wrote one of the most famous novels about teaching, Up the Down Staircase, came out in 1965. It was a big bestseller. It was on this day, 1749, the 10th and final volume of Henry Fielding's novel, The History of Tom Jones, A Foundling, was published. The novel was still a very new form in English. Other fiction writers tried to fob off their work as factual or as some kind of moral allegory. Fielding only wanted to write a good story. Tom Jones, the story of Tom, who's dropped on the doorstep of Squire Allworthy as a newborn, raised by the squire as his son, a generous young man who loves women, gets into all sorts of sexual adventures, falls for the neighboring squire's daughter, Sophia, but neither Sophia's father nor his own adopted father will sanction their marriage because Tom is illegitimate. Tom gets friendly with some local girls. He gets kicked out of his household, moves to London. Sophia wants to marry Tom, but she's all set to marry Squire Allworthy's nephew, and then she runs off and follows Tom to London and finds him. It was on this day in 1893 the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the tomato was a vegetable and not a fruit. It came about in a case involving the Tariff Act of 1883, which ruled that a 10% tax had to be paid on all imported vegetables. So tomato growers had an interest in the tomato being proven to be a fruit, and they brought in Webster's definition of fruit, something that grows from the flower of the plant and holds the seeds, and so a tomato obviously was a fruit. The defense then pointed out that so were eggplants, squash, peppers, cucumbers. They would be fruits in the botanical sense, but they're widely considered to be vegetables. And counsel for the plaintiff came back with the definitions of potato, turnip, parsnip, cauliflower, cabbage, and carrot. None of them botanical fruits, but all considered vegetables. And so the court handed down its opinion. Botanically speaking, tomatoes are the fruit of a vine, just as are cucumbers, squashes, beans, and peas, but in the common language of the people, these are vegetables. Here's a poem by William Blake, The Smile. There is a smile of love, and there is a smile of deceit, and there is a smile of smiles in which these two smiles meet. And there is a frown of hate, and there is a frown of disdain, and there is a frown of frowns, which you strive to forget in vain. For it sticks in the heart's deep core, and it sticks in the deep backbone, and no smile that ever was smiled, but only one smile alone, that betwixt the cradle and grave it only once smiled can be, but when it once is smiled, there's an end to all misery. A poem by William Blake, The Smile. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.